Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease to build visibility and authority and attract leads and clients easily and simply. So skip the overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, on to your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Anita Morin, a video marketing strategist and business consultant who helps entrepreneurs leverage YouTube and short form video to grow their brands and reach new audiences. Through her Done For You and Done With You video marketing services at FDS Creatives, Anita guides clients to develop effective content strategies across platforms like TikTok, YouTube, and Reels, drawing from her extensive platform experience. Now, Anita's transition from physician assistant to business owner demonstrates how strategic career pivots can create both personal and business success and freedom. And while running her multiple six-figure business, she's achieved her dream of homeschooling her children full-time while helping others grow their businesses through the power of video content. Oh, fantastic. Anita, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us. So can you just expand a touch more on, you know, where you are today of your business and who is it that you love to work with?
Sure. So today, my business is going to be 8 years old this summer, and I've gotten to work with hundreds of business owners all over the world, really helping them know how to help their business stand out to the right fit people through video content. And we do that strategically through positioning content, both search-based on YouTube and working with the algorithms through short-form video. And if you had told me, you know, 8 years ago that this is where my business would be, that I would be able to work 10 hours or less a week helping people while homeschooling my kids, I would not have believed you that it was possible. And so I'm just super excited to kind of share what I can here today, because it is possible to build the business that you want around the life that you want. And you can do that with a strategic video marketing experience.
Nice. So first of all, let's talk about your clients. So those business owners, those entrepreneurs, what do they want when they first reach out to you? What is it that they're looking for?
Yeah, ultimately, most of the people I work with are what I like to call mission-driven entrepreneurs. They're people who are, they have something that they're like excited about either helping with or changing in the lives of others. And they would say to themselves, I know I could help people if they just knew who I was. And so often they're a little bit stuck in their message because they know so much. They're experts at what they do. They know so much about what it is that they're talking about, that being able to succinctly talk about that in a video gets a little bit difficult. And so where I'm able to assist them is really helping them highlight their genius so that they can be found for what it is that they do, instead of them relying on some of the random social media tactics to go viral for things that don't mean anything to their business.
Okay, let's focus on that in a minute, because that relying on these things to happen magically, mythically, rather than being strategic. So it sounds like, I mean, I think we have a shared passion here, because our is the world of podcasting. You stand out through podcasting, you're going to stand out through video, and these things, they work together beautifully, but it's the same essence in the background. Find the right platform for you to be able to allow you to be seen, to be heard, to be known, to be liked, and seen as the authority, the answer to that problem, that desire. So let's talk about that place where they're at, which there's so much advice, so many things that you can do. And of course, as an entrepreneur, it can be so fucking scary to be seen, to be heard, to put yourself out there, to be on video. Oh my gosh. So first of all, how do you help people to maybe they overcompensate, they're doing too much on video. Maybe they can't press record and be seen. So how do you help people, first of all, to just find that sweet spot with videos?
It actually starts before the video is ever recorded. So one of the things that I do with my clients is a messaging call. And on that call, the very first question I ask is, can you describe your business in 5 words or less? Because believe it or not, you should be able to very clearly communicate what it is that you do and who you serve in your business. And sometimes we make that so complicated by wanting to, as you say, overcompensate with more facts and more stats and more ideas, that we kind of lose the mission and the message within the words. And so what happens is you end up talking at people instead of talking to them. And what I really help business owners figure out is, okay, if we're gonna make videos, at the end of the day, if somebody went to, my client's account, could they within three scrolls know what it is that you do and how to pay you? And if not, then we've got to really shift the type of content so that this becomes an easy yes for people who self-identify from what you've put out.
I think you said there with the confidence. So with lack of confidence comes way too many words. If you're not confident, you're trying to hide it with talk more. And that's how I think videos can become just, there's just too much going on. There's too much information. You haven't got to the points. I know when I see a lot of people's elevator pitches or videos or business statements, normally it's the bit of the end that's like, you nailed it right at the end. You were talking for a long time to get there. Just grab that and put it at the front. So I feel like we know this, we get there, but there's so much more that comes out because we're just trying to, are we trying to convince ourselves or the other person?
I honestly think that most of the people that I work with, they genuinely do have a heart to help people and they know that they can help them. What they're unconfident about is their ability to communicate what it is that they do and the ability to identify the right things to say so somebody would actually pay for help in that area. And so when you kind of realize that a lot of times, they already know they can get the result. They already know they can help. They just don't know how do we position this into sales and marketing. That has really been a lot of the work that I've done with individual business owners. And then with bigger companies, a lot of it is, hey, maybe we've gained a big audience, but we're not seeing high enough conversion. How can we clarify our message?
Okay, so with that, there can be an awful lot of content being created, and there can be like content fatigue. There's only so many things or so many ways you can say the same kind of thing. And that's a mindset challenge with being able to say it with confidence, being able to share it with a different perspective. But with this, how much is down to the messaging, the feedback? How much is down to the KPIs, the data, seeing exactly when people drop off, exactly what when people make that engagement. So what kind of things do you look for? Because this is not, as you said earlier, it's not relying on hope or the algorithms. There's strategy, there's data.
Yeah, there's definitely strategy. Okay. So maybe a different take that I have on it. Yes, the analytics matter, but before we ever record the video, it's actually a lot of mindset. Because believe it or not, how you show up on camera has to do with the things that you're thinking. Like if you're thinking, I'm not sure if this is going to work, when you hit record on your business video, everyone's going to see that in your mannerisms and your facial expressions, and they might not know that that's what you were thinking, but they can tell by what it is that you're doing that this is not, you're not sold on your own product. And so that's why the mindset really comes first. And then it's being willing to take action and follow the data of results. And what I mean by that is we've got to post some videos. We've got to post some videos, and the first ones might be not so great, just like maybe you have a podcast originally that's not, episode one is not perfect. Okay. But as you continue to put out content, then we rely on the data to see how many people are clicking, how long are they staying, who's taking action after, how can we increase watch time and click rate and in-screen click rate and some of the other things that matter. How many times is it shared? Those things all come after that initial work because some of the things that are going to move the needle on those come from you being dynamic on camera. And a lot of people will think that that just happens, like either you have it or you don't. But really, it's a learned skill, and anybody can be dynamic on camera.
Yeah, I think you're right. It does just happen after you practiced it again and again and again and again. So I love you just simplified the whole process. And this is probably the same for every area of business. There's the setup, the positioning, there's the mindset, get yourself ready. There's action, just do the fucking thing, take action. Then there's follow the data. So you need those, shitty first drafts. You need to put those out there. And it's okay because they didn't get engagement. Great. Maybe your account needs warming up. Maybe you're not saying the right thing. Maybe people aren't seeing you, but that's fantastic. Let's look for the next. Let's look for the next. So, action. With action, you improve your mindset as well.
Yeah, because
And
you
then,
build confidence as you do.
yeah.
So.
So, okay, let's put for those, because crumbs with our audience, we have people who would only dream of having a podcast, those that have a podcast, those that have a business and use social media channels, emails. There are so many ways of doing this. Everything can point to each other. It's a beautiful ecosystem, not one or the other. So can you let me know how video can really play its role, either as the primary or as a secondary? Because I mean, crumbs, this podcast episode, we can strip this for parts, we can create some videos from it, we can put it on all the channels. Beautiful. And it all comes from a central hub of the podcast. So how have you found that the videos really either take the lead and also play a secondary role that really magnifies the results of what you're already doing?
So when you start with YouTube videos as your basis, you want to know that YouTube is the number two search engine in the world and it's owned by Google. And so when you create content that your ideal client is searching for and you become like the visual billboard as the answer, people no longer have to already know your name or your business name. You are able to kind of stand out for that. Then in your videos, you can create offers and in your descriptions that allow people to kind of self-identify for more, whether that's through opt-ins or paid offers or otherwise, that gives them kind of that first opportunity. But then you can take those videos and turn them into clips for short form video that you can put on multiple different platforms to kind of bring people back to this longer form piece of content or push to your offers that you've linked on those platforms. And then on social media, you're going to get people who have questions about what it is that you do. And if you've made valuable videos that answer those very questions, a legitimate thing that is working right now in 2025 is sending people videos as the answer to their question. And in that video, you have talked about what your offers are. So they not only get the answer, but they get what it is that you're talking about. This has become way more powerful than the very long sales pages that people were creating. And now it can be as simple as your sales process is posting a video, sharing that video in a direct message, and sending a payment link.
So what I'm hearing there is it's a new way of doing it's your I forget the term now. It's not your content wall, but it's a library. It's a library of assets that you have that, whether it's in a networking, in a group, in some community, there's a question, there's a problem, and rather than being, I can solve your problems, no one wants that, you get booted out. Rather than trying to tell them there and then, it's, oh, I got this thing, go check it out. There's no sell, no nothing. But number one, it helps that person. Number two, it boosts your stats. Number three, they get to know you, doing what you do best. So it's a library of helpful material that you're creating. I love that.
Absolutely. Because your posts that you post on Instagram, for instance, they last hours at best, right? But the content that you put up on YouTube, like videos I posted 3 years ago, brought me clients this week. So believe it or not, you can create content that continues to serve your business in different seasons of your life. Like if you can't be a slave to Meta all the time, it really just gives you a sustainable option.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So with this, because we, again, as entrepreneurs, we can be so overwhelmed. There's so many things to think about. There's so many things we can do and should do. So with YouTube, I guess the traditional is create the videos, work on the stats rather than that's just one part of release the pressure in that one video. Because as you said, with the clips, with where it's being repurposed, how people are coming through, there's almost no, this is the starting point. It's all created. And you forget, is the starting point the clip, which leads to the video? Is the starting point the video? It's kind of interesting. So
So
what?
I'll say when I have clients who are brand new, you've never recorded anything. What I tell them to start with a short form video, and to post that on YouTube with search-based titles. And that does two things. One, when you've got to create videos consistently and you talk a minute or less about your business, your message gets real clear because you start to figure out the things that you can say and not. And I honestly think one of the most incredible challenges that you could do for your business is challenge yourself to create 100 short form videos about your business. And after you do that, I want you to watch your first video and your last video and watch how you've changed how you talk about what you do. Because once you say it 100 times, you're like, oh, I don't have to say it that way. It just gets like a little bit more clear, a little bit easier. So that's where I really have people start. And then the videos that do well, make longer versions of those on YouTube that are search-based form traditionally. And you can make them 5 to 7 minutes. They don't need to be super long, but you want to be able to have, hey, if you liked this video, here's where you can go deeper and have that content for them. And then from there, you're going to find so many different videos that you can create. Once you start creating, your creativity is going to grow and it will be less difficult to make videos.
Oh, I read that this morning. I can't remember what book I'm reading, damn it. The names escape me, but I read that about the starting points. You just need to get started as artists, as creatives, just making that one start. If you're writing a book, just one line, just one line. If you're writing a song, just that one line. You can do more if you want, but just commit to that one and more will come easier. It's just that, well, back to the steps before, it's that action. Action breeds more action. And that gives more confidence. And it is like riding a bike. You have to get going, but once you've got this momentum, it does start to build. So I'm sort of curious. So from our perspective, let's make this real, because as we were chatting away offline, I mean, we have this podcast, Top 1% Podcast. We've had to hit 1,000 episodes. It's beautiful. We've never needed to use YouTube right now. We have a strategy, it's working beautifully, it's bringing people through. It's a lovely platform. Love. Podcast. I can't believe we didn't do it before we did. Anyway, but with YouTube. So for those people who have, whether it's different social media channels, they're doing some content like a podcast, what would be the natural next step to be like, yeah, Mark, you've got all these episodes. This is easy for you. Here's what you do. What would be the steps to start to cultivate and create that new platform without bringing the overwhelm or giving way too much work to do?
So here is what I would recommend if you already have video episodes of your podcast, upload those to YouTube. But I'm going to give you one key strategic tip so that you don't become someone who's videos get 2 views. Okay. What happens with most people is when they upload their podcast, they name it something like episode number 1,000, and then whoever they featured, whatever they were excited about, and they make that the title. But the thing is, YouTube is a search engine, and nobody is typing in episode 1,000 of the such and such podcast featuring whoever it was that you had. Okay. They're just not looking for that. So instead of putting that in the title, I want you to think to yourself, is there one key question that we answered in this podcast? And I want you to make that question the title of the YouTube video. The more closely it matches what somebody's actually typing into Google, the better. And your episode number and the name of your podcast and all of that information, I want you to put that in the description. Because YouTube scans the description if someone were to search for the name of your podcast or the particular group. So it will pop up, but you're not limiting what's possible as the first line of search that YouTube really leverages being the title. And then the only other thing I'll say, if you do nothing more than have a question for a title, okay, is put a thumbnail on the video. Your thumbnail is just a visual billboard for why they need to watch it. And you can make it really simple. Stick your face on it, pick a bright color, and no more than 5 words. I don't need your logo. I don't need your episode number. All I need is just 5 words why I need to watch this. And between the question that you had as the title and the 5 words you put on the thumbnail, those two things should really agree and convince people this is worthy of clicking on.
Nice. I love that. I love the way we're breaking it down. As we teach podcasting, there are some core areas to look at with viewers. Okay, yes, you upload it, but there's the title. First of all, look at the title, then look at the thumbnail. So there's various aspects that maybe we don't know to look that we need to focus on. Maybe we'll find out the hard way. It's like, oh, damn it, we need to do this. But the naming, if that makes it so sound so easy. Find the
It
one
is.
question that's answered during the podcast, and that's the question people are asking. Is there a, in this world of AI and other helpful tools, this just sounds like a prompt to me to be able to find in this day and age, what is the top ranked question regarding this thing right now, this aspect? And I guess you rather than guess yourself, have these tools and tactics and resources to help you, it can bring in what's being Googled right now about that particular topic, it can find the core questions. And then you can start to leverage this in real time. Is that a good idea? Or is that like, no, it's a bad idea?
Actually, I think it is a good idea to figure out what has been searched. And honestly, the Google search bar will tell you. As you start typing in like business coach, it'll give you suggestions as to what people have been asking. And that's actually more beneficial than some of the tools that you can subscribe to that say they're YouTube specific. Because Google is really updating that suggested search all of the time to most clearly fit what people are looking for. And so when you know what people are Googling, you actually can know what they will be searching for on YouTube, even if it's not a video yet.
Hold on. You mean give the people what they want and what they're looking for? Brand new information, right? It logically it makes sense, but sometimes we need these steps to how do we kind of get to it? I love that. Look, thank you so much for sharing. Now, from your journey here, because you didn't just sort of decide, yep, this world of helping businesses grow through video content, this wasn't the dream way back when. So you are the kind of accent entrepreneur that we talk to all the time, that you kind of like, oh, I think I'm doing this business now. So what was that journey like for you, as you maybe you were brave enough or even stupid enough to actually do this business?
Originally I'm trained as a physician assistant, and I really was looking for a way to stay home. I was doing exactly what most moms who want to stay home with their kids do, Googling how to stay home. Okay. And lots of options come up. And I kind of stumbled into the online business space around 2017, seeing that there were businesses being built and there were all kinds of opportunities to help. But the one where I thought I could make some sort of like opportunity and was being a virtual assistant, because there I was able to do tasks for people. And originally I thought my skills were only things like resume writing or email writing or creating a social media post because I didn't know all the things that people hired for. However, one of my early clients asked if I knew anything about YouTube, and she didn't know that part of how I paid for my undergraduate degree in school was actually running a YouTube channel. This is before we had the term influencer, before anything was
Way
like,
back when, right?
Yeah, before anyone was, you know, really the online business boom really happened. And so I started doing some things with her YouTube channel because as I was editing her videos, I was telling her, hey, no one's going to watch this because like in the first minute, you know, you're not like engaging them to watch more. And so we trialed some different things and started to grow her channel. And then from there, other people started asking, hey, can you help me with my YouTube channel? And right around 2018, 2019, I was seeing analytically that video was starting to dominate every platform. And at the time, right, 2018, there's no TikTok, so there's no short form video. But I started saying to people, hey, video is going to take over. And I just really believed based on the analytics that that was going to be true. And it was in such a huge way. And I just spent the last several years figuring out each and every year what's the next step that I can take to get people better and faster results, and how can I help them with some of the problems that they have with getting on video. Originally, I was making content like, here's how you hold your phone to record, and here's where the record button is, because I really believed, hey, that was like a good starting step. Now I definitely know everyone knows where the record button is. That is not why you're not hitting record. Okay. So, but it's allowed me to like really come up with more and more opportunities to help people. And
so as you've evolved, as you've grown, it's always been like you've been chasing the problem, if you will. It's like the problem was, didn't know where the button was. Cool. Now we solved that. The problem is this, then it's mindset, then it's platform, then it's there. So as you've gone through this, have you been kind of chasing this? Because like, oh, it's there and it's there. And you've grown, you've evolved, you've taken all this knowledge and wisdom. You've become obviously better at being able to teach this quicker, faster, in a better way, more concise, more clearly, maybe with more fun and engagement because you've become more confident. So again, we always talk about the plan. We rarely talk about, maybe were you, there was a kind of a plan, but it was loose, but you were picking up all these things along the way saying, yep, I need that. Yep. So it's all the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You just follow the problem solving breadcrumb trail.
Yes. Basically, yes. I just kept solving the next problem that my clients had. And then that led to better results and a better opportunity and tweaking my offers to include that. And, you know, I just continue to be able to do that. So now I have companies hire me because I can do anything except for stand in front of the camera for you. So I can tell you what to say, where your video needs to go, how it strategically can make you money, what the offer in the video needs to be, and more. That's just been, it's been just like a journey of like the next right step.
I love that. You could, because of what you've accumulated, you can do everything except stand in front of the camera for them. Lovely. Cool. Okay. So I was going to ask a different question now, but the thing that's come to mind is, but even that is with this day and age with AI replicating video crumbs, even podcasts have been done in AI right now. I don't like them. They don't quite follow a good flow, but obviously there's that they're going to improve. So that video content. So to not even be the person on video, I truly believe in the human connection. The human connection is not going to be lost here. It's going to be even craved even more. So for those people who want to try and not even do that, get that help with everything else and also help with, so I don't have to be in front of the camera, there's a bit of avoidance there. So how are you helping? Maybe this is the next challenge with the good and the bad of AI. How do you help guide people through maybe that conundrum, if you will?
Yeah, ultimately, so I spent like 2 years trying to answer that question. And what it comes down to at the end of the day is coaching the person who's on the camera and really figuring out the thoughts behind what they're thinking when they're pressing record and the mindset behind their business. I've really developed systems around helping them shift that. And what's an unexpected benefit of doing that when you're coaching somebody's mindset shifts while they're on camera. You can actually see them change on camera, which is real fun.
Yeah. So we look sort of going forward, if we continue to follow this breadcrumb trail, so what's the future looking like for you? What have you got planned out?
Yeah.
Because as you juggle off your homeschooling, this business, your clients, there must be, lots of, you're passionately helping everyone around you, which means everyone wants more from you. And you've got to be very mindful with where you put your attention and your focus. So where's
Yeah.
all this going? What's that looking like for you in the future?
Yeah, I think in the last 2 years, it's really looked like working with bigger teams who maybe they've hired a video editor and a social media manager and several different players within their team, but they don't have a strategic plan behind what those people are doing. And so I've been doing a lot of consulting to businesses around that and then how they can stand out with their brand in the market via video. I think that is really the bigger versus option versus the one-on-one that help that has been happening.
What excites you most about that?
Yeah, I think it just really increases the impact of what's possible with the work that we're doing, especially as I work with bigger and bigger companies. I mean, right now I've worked with people all the way from 0 up to $30 million a year. And so the vast number of opportunities that I've had to work on projects that really help people, and really fun and unique ways. Like I said, most of my clients have some kind of mission that they're on, whether it's helping people be healthier or helping kids improve reading or helping make more money or helping grow their business so they have more time freedom. Like there's some mission that they're on, and I just get to be a part of the incredible impact of helping them make that happen. And so when you work with a bigger company, you're influencing so many more people for that impact.
Yeah, I think the one core word you said there that we haven't focused on too much on this episode, fun.
Yeah.
There's fun in this. I find there's fun in podcasts. You find there's fun in videos. If you could have
Yeah.
fun with this platform and the way it's being created, fall in love with the craft, if you will, fall in love with the art of it. There's
Yeah.
fun in games that you can have. And if you can't find the fun in it, something's wrong there. That's a warning sign.
Yeah.
So I love that you brought that in.
Yeah. It, I mean, I think my job is really fun. They say to find something that doesn't feel like work, and I don't believe that what I do is work at all. And yet I see the like results of what happens. Like I know that I am working, but it's like I really enjoy it, so it doesn't feel
Yeah.
like a drudgery.
Ah, I love that. Beautiful. Well, look, Anita, thank you so much for sharing not only your expertise and how you help people and what you help people with, but also a bit behind the scenes of what it's like for you as the accidental entrepreneur and now glorious business owner helping so many people. So thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, truly.
Oh, you're welcome. And look, for those people who are like, hell yes, I want to know more about this amazing work, how can they find you? How can they reach out?
Okay, the first thing I want to do is give you all a gift. If you're like, yes, I want to be on video, but I don't have time, I have my exact system of how I show up on multiple platforms of video, for my business while homeschooling my kids and serving my clients. So if you go to fdscreatives.com/visibility, you're going to get my visibility power pack. It's going to give you the key tips to show up not only on video, but give you all the mistakes people are making on YouTube and how you can avoid them. So definitely grab that. And then if you know, hey, I need higher level help, I need you to come talk to my team on my website, there's a big red work with me button. So just click that button and you'll fill out a form and we'll be in touch.
Lovely. Well, everyone, if you're just curious or hell yes, this sounds fantastic, go and check it out. Grab that freebie. And if you want, start the conversation. But again, look,
Yeah.
Anita, thank you so much. This has been, yeah, it's been fun.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark.
Wanna do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so, so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe. Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.